Thank you and good afternoon. A stabbing attack on 1st and C Streets in Eureka early this morning left a male adult in the hospital with 2 stab wounds to his torso. At just after midnight, Eureka officers responded to the scene and met the male victim, who reported he was attacked by 5 juveniles. The juveniles approached the victim and started a verbal argument that led to a fight, and one of the juveniles stabbed the victim twice with an unknown object. All 5 suspects then fled the scene. Officers could not locate the suspects in the immediate area, and the victim was taken to the hospital for treatment of his stab wounds, which were considered non-life-threatening. The suspects remain at large. 21-year-old Derek Ray Johnson, who has a long criminal history, was located this morning and was booked into county jail for attempted murder following a fight that turned into a shooting on Tuesday afternoon. Johnson and a second man were involved in a fight over money and property at the trailer park on North Fortuna Boulevard. After the two separated, Johnson later returned to the scene with a shotgun and fired at the second man, but he was unharmed. Johnson fled the scene and Fortuna police could not locate him until 2 o'clock this morning, and he was booked into county jail for attempted murder as well as armed robbery. To the north in Curry County, Oregon, the U.S. Coast Guard as well as Curry County Search and Rescue continued the search this afternoon for 3 individuals who crashed in a private plane. John Belknap, as well as a 17-year-old son and another young male passenger, left the Brookings Airport Monday night and did not reach their destination in Grants Pass. Personnel began the search early Tuesday morning at the beach at Lone Ranch State Park, and 2 passerbys found a backpack as well as other items belonging to the victims of the crash. The items floated ashore, indicating that the plane crashed into the Pacific Ocean. Search parties plan to continue the search on Thursday. In an announcement made this afternoon, St. Joseph's Health and Providence Health and Services have merged to become Providence St. Joseph's Health, a nonprofit organization that provides health and social services across 7 states. In their first day as a singular organization, officials with Providence St. Joseph Health have committed to becoming a catalyst for improving mental health, as they plan to create an institute for mental health. A $100 million investment will be used to get the institute fully operational. Fire crews remain out on scene in the Marba Wilderness in Siskiyou County as they continue to fight a fire that was started by 2 hikers from the Eureka area who went missing. 54-year-old Joseph Hopkins and his son, 14-year-old Cody Hopkins, went on what was initially planned as a 10-day hiking trip in the area, but it lasted a week longer than planned. The 2 set a signal fire on Monday night to guide rescue personnel, and the 2 were brought to safety, and they returned to their home in Eureka. That signal fire, however, spread to other parts of the wilderness, and the fire is still burning in the area as crews continue to contain the blaze. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks appeared on Talk Shop last Friday, and the topic turned to the city's economy as well as the general economic outlook for the fiscal year. Sparks reported that sales tax revenue, driven by car sales, has risen, as has the transient occupancy tax, but gas tax revenues have dropped off. That drop-off in gas sales tax revenue is being felt statewide, countywide, as well as citywide, and for the city of Eureka, it means the cumulative loss of hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax revenue over the past several years.
We've seen an overall erosion, particularly the last couple of years, of a couple hundred thousand dollars, and that's in real dollars. That's not even any kind of inflation adjustment. And then there's the local sales tax on fuel that we've seen a decrease in.
Sparks pointed to the pilot program study from Caltrans that has been in discussion at city council meetings, a program that will charge drivers per mile traveled and not how much they pay at the pump.
Good for the consumer for lower gas prices. I like paying $2.69 versus $4, no doubt about that. But it seems like statewide there needs to be some better solution. We had a recent council meeting where we had some kind of talking about one of the pilot things the state is looking at is basically a mileage tax.
You can hear the entire interview with Eureka City Manager Greg Sparks by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.